Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Today, I want to be talking to you about how to create architecture feminine style. What does it mean to turn on your feminine, your intuitive powers, your flow, your feminine when it comes to running your own design practice, when it comes to working with the land, when it comes to designing spaces and places, whether they are in the city or in the countryside, no matter what kind of practice you have, what does it mean to turn on your feminine, to work with your feminine, to listen to your feminine? For so many years now, centuries perhaps, we've been working in a way that is ruled by the unbalanced masculine. What has that done for us as a whole? Whether you are a woman, a man, someone who even chooses to identify as a different sex, we hold the masculine and feminine within us, and it is very obvious that for those of you who are very sensitive, intuitive, aware of the deep currents that are influencing our evolution, or influencing the way we are being with this land, with this earth. Going back to the unbalanced masculine, we have created cities and ways of living that really don't honor the land. In fact, destroy it, rape it, deplete it of its resources, of its bounty, and we've lost the capacity to listen to the spirit of place, to the spirit of the land. And when you listen to the spirit of place, the spirit of the land, you are working with your feminine. The feminine has an incredible power to listen. Listen to what is hidden. Listen to the shadows. Listen to the whispers of place. Listen to the sounds that are vibrating or communicating at a frequency that, when we are too much in our minds or in our intellect, we're shut off from it. We're shut off from that sacred sound. We're shut off from the light in the land. We're shut off from the subtle realms. We're shut off from our own spirit, our own soul, and our own bodies. For so many years, when I was working as an architect, as well as even I remember my teenage years, I was hiding my feminine.
my feminine felt violated or invaded. I remember having some traumatic experiences that made me want to hide my beauty, hide my feminine. I didn't feel comfortable to show her anymore. And that caused me to be in a state of not wanting to receive, not wanting to be open to the flow. And as a result, I was out of whack. I was out of balance, and I was trying to control my body, control my circumstances, control my environment, right? This is the unbalanced masculine, and force things to happen, force things into being. But now that the sacred blueprint started to birth through me, you know, it's probably what, oh my God, there's so many years back now, when it started to really flow through me and I got the first inspirations, intuitions to become an alchemical energy healer and dive more deeply into meditation and esoteric studies. It really started with the birth of my son at age 33. There were some signs prior to that, but that was a very critical turning point in my life. And more motherhood, right? I mean, motherhood is just this incredible opening for those of you who are mothers. That's a really critical turning point in time. My intuitive power skyrocketed, and I started to connect more with the mother, right? Energy, with the feminine. And now I celebrate my feminine. I wear beautiful jewelry. I wear beautiful clothes, and I'm not scared to show my beauty, to show my femininity within a circle of men or builders or you know, more masculine energies, because I am clear about my boundaries, what I'm available for and what I'm not available for. And I'm sure of myself. I'm confident in myself. And you know, these are really key pieces to working in a way that embodies spirit, that embodies Gaia. You can memorize as many energetic techniques, geomantic tips and tricks. You can have as many tools as, you know, there are available that you can order on the internet to do dowsing work or harmonize a house or a property. And while all those tools are yummy and delicious and fun to work with and practice with, I'm talking about things like pendulums or harmonizers of you know, geopathic stress, or you know, shields that shield from EMF radiation. The more you embody the feminine and bring the divine masculine into balance with your divine feminine, the more you become the power spot on the land, the more you become the source of information, of all the information that you need in the moment to make the best decision regarding the harmonization of a home, regarding creating incredibly amazing, beautiful architecture for your clients that nourishes their souls, and they're just jumping for joy for the beauty and the magnificent plans that you've created for them. You know what it's like to be tapped into your intuition and receive an inspiration. And so many of you have probably accessed that maybe with a great professor in university, and you had that one great project. Maybe it was your thesis project. And you keep on thinking about that project. You go back to it and you're like, that was the essence, man. That teacher really knew how to listen and hear what really wanted to come from my soul, my essence. This is what it's about. This is what architecture is about. And that's what brought me so much joy about being in architecture school. And high chances, after working in the grind of conventional architecture practice, you've lost that spark, that juice, that creativity. And when I talk about creativity, it doesn't mean that you scrap all of the knowledge that you have gained through project management, construction details, learning about construction details, how to put together an amazing set of construction and permit drawings, communicating, coordination, right, with all the trades and the consultants, engineers, builders, structural engineers, right? We've learned a lot. And this is, I'm speaking also to interior designers as well as landscape architects here. But for the most part, working in front of the computer hours upon hours upon hours, completely disconnected from your body, disconnected with the smells and the sensations and the experience of being out on a property, no matter where it is. It could be downtown. It could be in the downtown city. To really listen to the essence of a place. For that, you need to listen to your feminine. You need to listen to what's going on in your body as a response to being in an environment. And that's where the inspirations come in. You could spend 5-6 hours in front of the computer trying to figure out a layout involving, maybe even a parking layout. We know those parking layouts are really hard, right? Could be for any kind of project, maybe a mixed use project in downtown. And when you go there and tune in, close your eyes, connect with the power spot that is you. When you unite your feminine back with your masculine, call her back. Call her back. Wear more color. How many architects are wearing too much black? Way too much black. Black is. I'm not against black. I wear black sometimes, but very seldom. In general, though, you're wearing too much black. Speaking to all the architects out there, it's depressing. Okay, maybe you wear charcoal gray. It's depressing. It brings one's energy down. It is lacking in spirit. Is the shadow important? Yes. Is the darkness part of the feminine? Absolutely. Is the void a space and place you can tap to give form to your creations? Yes. I work with my private clients just on this topic. The feminine is has a dark aspect, right? Mysterious. She is the hidden realm. She is the mystery. She's the things that you cannot control. She is the unknown. But when she transmutes this darkness into gold, into light, she is emanating with rainbow colors. Out of every chakra of her being. And that's the sacred dance that you have the power to create on other people's properties. Notice how you're holding back your feminine with the forms and the spaces that you're creating. Are they too rigid? How do walls and ceilings meet? Do they meet just at a 90 degrees? Or is there some kind of a flow supporting? Does the wall kiss the ceiling in such a way that they have this beautiful divine union? And you get a sense of the forces, of upward forces and downward forces supporting. I mean, the Greek Corinthian column, or Ionic rather, Ionic column is a beautiful example of that. She has a base. She has a midsection, right? There's a gentle bulge in the middle of the column. And then she's got the spirals indicating the forces that are acting, the forces that exist in the subtle realm, the unseen spaces, or, you know, yeah, in the vital etheric energetic realm, when the beam pushes down on the column and then these spirals come forward. They are also uplifting, right? Uplifting forces. That is the human being. Doesn't mean we have to copy ancient, you know, Hellenistic architecture. We need to be working extreme in a contemporary way. So what is that way for you? What I want to help you do is shift the way you are being. Refer to or listen to my past podcast episode. I forget what number it was, episode number it was, but it's about how I chucked my chair to build a temple for success and creativity. And now this is an example of embodying the feminine. I got myself the most beautiful Turkish kilim pillows, and I'm sitting on a beautiful lambskin, a lambskin that I changed my baby's diapers in when, you know, he was a baby. I'm bringing fresh flowers into the space. I gave a facelift to my altar, and I'm bringing in objects that really nourish me, that bring me juice, vitality. I take care that I'm wearing jewelry and beautiful clothes to remind myself of the feminine and to allow her in, invite her in, open that door and invite her back in. Invite her back in. You are most likely a high achiever like myself. You are most likely someone who has reached a certain level of success in the old paradigm. I mean, you're probably making great money as an architect, either running your own practice or perhaps you're an associate at a firm. But there's something missing. There's something missing. There's a void in you that, and I'm not talking about the great cauldron void, the witch's cauldron, but something empty. and you're not in your highest joy. You're not living the life that your soul truly, truly desires. Or perhaps you've reached a threshold. Maybe 10 years ago, you were living that life. But now you want more adventure, more time out in nature, more time with your family, your children. And also a new creation is begging you, is calling you, knocking on the door, the temple door to birth. You want to start speaking your 100% truth. And you want to be talking about the world of nature, the world of spirit, the world of the subtle realms, openly, without fear of being ostracized, without fear of being persecuted, without fear of being kicked out of the club. Without fear of losing clients, losing people, losing friends, losing family members. I've been through it, women. I've been through it. And it's amazing on the other side. It's amazing when you stop caring about what other people think. And you start to really play the instrument of life, play the instrument you were really meant to play. So listening. Listening, dancing, moving your body, oh, drinking beautiful teas, just drinking my tea here, nourishing yourself, booking massages. I haven't found a good masseuse yet in Turkey. I had one that was incredible, a Thai masseuse in Canada. Oh my God. She was working with the feminine. She was breathing with me. She was doing her sacred practice as she was giving me a massage. With every movement of a leg or an arm. Don't know if you've experienced, yeah, if you've experienced Thai massage, you know what I'm talking about. The real Thai massage. Wow, the colors, the portals, the channels that would open up. I also had experiences like that with shiatsu. So I'm going to do this right now in the podcast session episode. I am calling in the most incredibly talented, conscious masseuse who practices massage with attention and care. It's all about the decision, women. When you're wanting to manifest the life of your dreams, you got to be willing to make a decision about your old ways of being. And those old ways of being that are no longer serving you are most likely an expression or a product rather of the unbalanced masculine or the unbalanced feminine. The minute I started to I made a decision to take full responsibility for my finances and for my business success without depending on my husband or family or other people. I changed my life. And now I'm serving the most beautiful, divinely aligned clients who love paying me large sums of money for what I do. I create visions, co-create visions with land stewards and property owners so that they get to learn how to co-create with the land, with the spirit of place, and discover how connected they are, deeply connected they are with the land, with this earth. The key to our evolution, women, is the awakening of the divine feminine. Now, in the spiritual circles, are they going overboard with this stuff? Yes. Yes. They're going overboard. It's kind of like turned into this big tribe of women, you know. Basically, the poor men are. There was this, a friend of ours, an old client of mine, I think he said this joke. He's like, we've created the association of, okay, I'm translating in Turkish, ezilmiş erkekler. So the association of men who have been stomped on, basically like crushed by the divinely awakened women. You know, it can get overboard, of course, but you know what is more overboard and what needs to stop is the destruction of our earth and the megalomaniacs who are controlling this this entire economic system, you know, controlling the wars, controlling people's minds, controlling people's health, on and on. I mean, these are the last remnants of the old paradigm, and they're just scraping at the wall right now, like clawing, but they're slipping. This is, you know, I think we can have a party, women. You know, I think we can celebrate ourselves after all of this repression. So I invite you to do that. Call a couple close girlfriends and do a full moon circle, or take time by yourself to meditate and take out some tarot cards and tune into what are the nuggets, the pieces of wisdom that you need to carry forward into the new year, into 2024. I'm recording this on December 4th, 2023. Wow, we're almost at the end of the year. And you know, the end of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the winter, is about the letting go, the emptying of the bowl, as a beautiful elder teacher and guide of mine, Connor Sauer, who is a human design expert, always shares with us in our group circles within the Wealthy Goddess container that I've been a part of for several years, run by Kendra Thornbury. Sacred women's circles, so key, so important. And I'm going to plant a seed right now that I'm excited about. I'm actually planning one to be happening in the spring, a sacred women's circle. If you're feeling the, like the tingles and the shivers right now when you hear me speak about this, send me a message. It will require you to travel. And it's going to be incredible. I can't wait. It's time. It's time to gather the women. It's time to invite the divine feminine together into our sacred circle. When we work, when we collaborate together, when we co-create together, like magic happens beyond our, you know, I don't want to say beyond our imagination, because our imagination is huge, it's expansive, but beyond what we could have dreamt or thought up or ourselves. I just led an incredible VIP retreat with my beautiful Turkish client, who is an award-winning ecological and circular design architect here in Turkey. And she, at the end of the 2 days, on the third day, rather, when we were returning back, she already got two proposals for potential projects that I was supporting her to manifest and put in a structure, a plan for that manifestation to occur. And she it already happened. So it's an incredible success story. You know, when you connect with the goddess at Ephesus, Artemis, she opens up the pathways for you to be even more stable and anchored in your divine feminine. But in order for that to happen, there may be some discomfort. There often is. Because things, emotions and traumas and old programming needs to be shed before you can cross that threshold. There's no spiritual bypassing here, women. There's no bypassing. You got to do the work on the ground with your body, with your family, with your husband, with your partner, with your children. Have I perfected it? No. Do I still get pissed off? Do I still have arguments with my husband? Yes. Do I get frustrated with a lot of details in this house construction? And, you know, there are things that are leaking and some, you know, a wooden door outside that's like expanding and contracting and I can't close the damn thing. Yes. Okay. There's going to be imperfection. And that's one of the pieces that is so destroyed me so much, women, in university as well as practicing in architecture firms for so many years. There was this need to be perfect. And if it wasn't perfect, you're a failure. And this obsession with perfection. You know, like we see it in the magazines. Oh my God. Like, can we just see a normal house with, you know, it could be beautifully designed, but can we see some more action in these photographs, please? Like, like family, children throwing like their dirty socks across the, you know, the room, or, you know, dirty dishes, laundry being, you know, hung. I'm going to try doing it myself with my own house. Look, there's a part of me that still doesn't want to do it. There's a part of me that's like, I just want the perfect photograph to be put in the magazines. But what if that perfect photograph, what if that perfect photograph doesn't have the soul that we need now to move forward, to evolve, to really be true to what it means to have a home, or what it means to lead to have a community, to live in community. It is not all rainbows and butterflies. That's the feminine too, right? Like the darkness, the shadow. Like, let's get real here. It's the body, it's the blood. My son's stinking clothes. Oh my God. He's really starting to smell now. So when I talk about, you know, wearing beautiful jewelry and beautiful clothes and calling in the feminine, I'm not talking about like, oh, that's dirty, or, you know, like trying to make everything look picture perfect or pretty. Not talking about that. But what I am talking about is to really celebrate her. Celebrate her, her femininity, her flow, her beauty. And to also bring, you know, the laughter of it all, you know, that we have this capacity to multitask, right? As women, men do too. And in some areas, I'm actually a horrible multitasker because I need focus and silence with some aspects of my work. But, you know, the cooking, the laundry, the cleaning, the, right? And yes, men do it too. I mean, some people are probably like, oh my God, what is this woman talking about? She's so old fashioned. But I don't care. You know, I really don't care. There are certain things that in my experience, I generally see women are able to, that they care more for their home. More, let me say it like that, you know, they're more interested in the garage, right? Or, you know, my husband, he builds these beautiful retro e-bikes, you know, so he's interested in being, you know, building these bikes, right? The inside of the home is not as important. And, you know, he's really good with the structural aspects of a building, right? Reminding me of, okay, well, that's not going to stand up. You know, if you do it like this, it's not going to work. Right? I know, it's like, I'm the architect, but still, he's good with that stuff. So we work to, you know, working in harmony with the masculine and the feminine. And some of you may be working with teams, right? With a partner who is a male. And if you work really well together, it's probably great because you probably balance each other out, right? Or maybe you're the more masculine one and he's the more feminine one. That's possible too, right? So I'm trusting that this episode invited you to start to awaken that feminine. Really just tune into what that is. Feminine, when she's not juicy, when she's not nourished, when she's not on fire or turned on, the creative does not flow. Now, I'm using the word juicy and turned on. How is your sex life, whether you are in partnership or not? The key to an increase in your creativity is also becoming more open to sexual pleasure. Artemis, the temple of Artemis, does certainly turn that creative life force, that sexual creative life force on, which is a gateway, a channel that you access that increases your vitality, increases your capacity to communicate with the subtle realms, to communicate with beauty, with the cosmos, and to receive. And my ears are turning on right now. I often hear things, and there's an increase in messages and inspirations supporting your project planning. Now it's like, okay, so we work with all this stuff, Aisha. Now, how is this going to get us to help our clients to birth a project that's aligned with their souls and aligned with the spirit of the land? Well, I will share more details, some introduction to the Sacred Blueprint System this week. It's in 4 days already, December 8th, on Friday at 5 p.m. Istanbul time, 9 a.m. New York. This is a two-hour webinar. It's free. I'm going to be announcing some special things regarding the Sacred Blueprint. And it's also really a celebration of my gratitude for all of you who are members of my community, who have been following me for so many years. And I want to give back to my community with this free live event. And I will be sharing three keys to designing a sanctuary that attracts abundance, vitality, and joy. And so you will hear, I'm going to lead you through an experiential journey that's going to help you to laser in on the optimal blueprint for the project that you're working on. It could be for your own property as well. Bring a certain land or property of focus. If you don't, if you don't have one, that's fine too. You'll still get a lot of value from being at this live event. So I look forward to seeing you there. My assistant will add the link to register for this free live workshop. And I can't wait to see you all there. It's going to be so much fun. Yes, so much fun. All right. Well, it was a great session episode with you, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. If you do feel the tingles about being a part of a group experience, send me a private message. There's a contact form in the neweartharchitectress.com or neweartharchitectress.com website. I believe it's, yes, the contact is also on my my homepage, aisharosemelodyhassan.com. And otherwise, find me on Instagram and PM me there. Don't forget to like this video on YouTube and subscribe to my channel. My channel is a baby and she's growing. And I would love for all the architectresses in the world, to join. I do want to expand into other platforms as well. Let's start this movement. Let's do it, women. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it flowing with our feminine wisdom. All right, beauties. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.